Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, a little after five. Yankee lineup tonight against the Red Sox. Gardner, Judge, Didi, Stanton, Sanchez, Austin, Andujar, Torres, and Tereas with CeCe on the mound as they go for the sweep in this amazing run they've been on, especially over these games against the Angels, Astros, Indians, and the Red Sox. And the Aaron Boone Report brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today, and by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks online at mynycb.com. The manager of the Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Boy, this is, you see, you come in, become a manager. You see how easy this is? I mean, you know, I mean, come on, you go in there, knock out 17 out of 18, 12 and 11 and 1 against four top teams. I mean, you know what? It can't be any easier.
I wouldn't say that because it feels like every night's been a grind, but it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun to see these guys go out and compete nightly against what's been really great competition. So I feel like, you know, we've shown the ability to win games in a lot of different ways, whether it's coming back late against a number of closers now, whether it's, you know, needing to score a lot of runs and slug, or whether we've had to win low-scoring games when we've been able to do that, and I think that's been real, real satisfying.
All right, pivotal moment last night. You down a run. You have Shreve in the game. He gives up the two base runners. He gives up the Nooney double down a left field line. And you go get him and bring Holder in, and he doesn't give up a run there. That was an amazing, amazing inning. And you walk Betts, you walk Mookie Betts to bring up Benintendi with the bases loaded and get out of it.
Yeah, we're up against it a little bit there, obviously. And once we lost the lead, didn't really want to use Robbie again there or Dellen in that spot. So had leaned on Shreve and Holder with the idea that those were going to be the guys we were going to lean on to try and get us through that inning. Shreve got the strikeout before leaving, and then Holder comes up and gets two huge outs and throws the ball really well. And
yep,
kind of the unsung heroes in those games to kind of keep it where it was and allow us to come back in it. But through all this, we've gotten great efforts from so many different people, which is critical, obviously.
Well, you've had to try to kind of drag Shreve and Holder into the meaningful part of the games with some of your injuries, obviously. And that's a tricky thing with guys, to kind of indoctrinate them into a different part of the game where now they're protecting leads.
Well, yeah, and you got to have guys that step up into more important roles as the season unfolds and as you have to deal with injuries, because bottom line is you're not going to be able to lean on your guys each and every night over the course of a long season. You've got to try and build in rest when you can and try and protect those guys as much as they can. And the best way to protect them is when you have more guys in the mix that are having success in big spots.
How about the pressure that your lineup puts on opposing teams, though? It is extraordinary. The length of your lineup and the productivity top to bottom of this lineup.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's been really fun to watch with these guys. You know, we've since day one of spring training, you know, kind of have made it our mantra that we're going to just grind away and really grind out at bats, and it doesn't always end in a hit or getting on base, but the more we feel like we can make that pitcher work, eventually, more often than not, we've been kind of able to break that dam and get through at some point, even if a pitcher's having his way with us most of the night. And that's a credit to these guys and the way they treat their at bats, game after game, at bat after at bat, no matter the circumstances. That's been one of the things that's been fun to watch for me.
Yeah, and Andujar and Torres have been unbelievable at the end of the games. I mean, they've had so many big hits between them. I mean, big at-bats, big walks. Then add in Walker, who the last five or six games has had so many big at-bats. I mean, you're getting it from a lot of places.
Yeah, look, when you're gonna win, win big, and when you're going to go out and consistently beat good clubs like we have of late, you've got to get contributions from everywhere. And those guys you've mentioned, Torres and Andujar at the bottom and Walker, those guys have played critical roles. I mean, they've had great at-bats in the biggest moments, and I think it's one of the things that's made this sustainable is the fact that up and down, and we make it really hard night in and night out.
And Gardner, you knew he was going to wake up. You've left him in the spot. You did the right thing, leaving him at the top of the lineup. And then last night, two doubles and a triple. Could have had another extra base hit. I mean, so you knew he would wake up. He finally did.
Yeah, I don't really worry about Gary. I mean, because even when he's going through a little funk or he's struggling, he still makes it hard on the pitcher.
Sees a lot of pitches. Yep.
He sees a lot of pitches. He's usually still finds his way on base. And I felt like a lot of the stuff we were seeing were, you know, we were seeing him square the ball up. You know, some of the balls that he'd normally drive maybe hitting them hard on the ground. And I just felt like that's kind of just a matter of time. But it was definitely good to see him really break out with some extra base hits under last night.
What did you think of Tanaka last night?
Okay. You know, he got in some trouble right out of the gate with Mookie Betts having that long at-bat against him, I think 11 or 12 pitches to start the game. So his pitch count was high all night. You know, he didn't really have that – you know, he's been so good lately of having those quick innings where the pitch count hasn't really become an issue for him. He was 20-plus pitches, it seemed like, the first few innings. So he was just kind of battling, but was able to hang around and actually pitched okay outside of a couple homers that kept the Red Sox
always
in it.
Always gives up a lot of homers, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things, especially here at Yankee Stadium with those lefties, you know. But, you know, he gave us a chance to win, and I think he left with the lead with an opportunity for another win, and all in all, pleased with it, even though it wasn't necessarily his best.
You know, you're this hot, and Didi's gone ice cold. I think Didi's now dealing with the fact they're treating him like a star, and they, you know, he's got to adjust to that. He's not going to see any more 3-1 fastballs. I mean, it's going to be there's a new way. You know, people are going to look for a new way to pitch him. There's no question. So he's got to adjust to that a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. I think there's no doubt about it that they're treating him a little bit different and understand that, you know, he's not only dangerous in big situations, but showing the ability to hit the ball out in big situations. So they're starting to treat him a lot like an elite hitter. You know, those are some of the ebb and flow kind of adjustment things that you have to go through during the course of the season. And I'm quite confident Didi will.
I know you hear a lot and you deal with this daily, but is there anything you do or anything specifically your staff does to work with Sanchez as far as him getting more comfortable with the glove? Because it's still an ongoing listen, we know how good a player he is. We know how good his arm is. We know how great a bat he has. He still has a little problem with the glove from time to time. We know that. So, I mean, how do you feel he's coming along with what you're doing with him?
I do feel like he is coming along, and yes, he has a pretty regimented routine that, you know, we constantly are adjusting, that we constantly go through with him, we talk through with him. You know, I feel like some of the, you know, we see some of the balls that go to the backstop every now and then that obviously are the story, but I feel like he's done a really good job in the dirt. I feel like the numbers we see with him kind of being able to steal some strikes have been on the uptrend. Obviously, he's a guy that shuts down the running game, so I think there's a lot of things he's doing positive. That's not to say there's always room for improvement.
Well, listen, Betances and Chapman are hard to catch. I mean, they're not easy to catch.
I think you could say we're probably as hardest staff to catch in Major League Baseball with some of our stuff, the unique deliveries, the size of some of our guys. So, I'm pleased with the work he's putting in. I think he's making amazing strides in a lot of different areas, and we need to continue to do that.
You know, we're talking with Aaron Boone, of course, the Yankees with an incredible run here. You know, whenever you have a winning streak, you just try to come back and play some solid baseball to make it stick. To turn around and win 8 more games in a row, especially against this level of competition, I thought looking at the 13 games, hey, go 7-6 against that, you'd be pretty good. Now you're 11-1 with one game to play. This is a remarkable run.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's been special about it is the quality of opponent. I mean, and it feels like, trust me, every day going in, like we it's been like a tough matchup, and we know we're going to have to play really well to pull it out. And there's been a lot of games where it's come down to the end, obviously, and we've been able to pull those out. So, yeah, it's been really a lot of fun to watch these guys compete against the best and really do it at the most critical times.
Does it surprise you to see Torres or someone like that have so much not only awareness, but just composure in those spots, to take pitches that he takes, to work a count the way he does? I mean, stuff that you don't expect to see at that age.
Yeah, look, that's, you know, obviously I knew what a special talent he was and got to see all the, you know, the talk about him. I watched a lot of video on him in the winter, got to meet him and be around him and see him in spring training. But yeah, what's blown me away is just how instinctual a player he is. He's got those rare instincts that a lot of great players have, and it's really shown up as great as his at-bats have been and as many big hits as he's gotten for us. His defense has really changed our team
in a lot
of ways.
No,
I mean,
question.
He's stabilized our team. He plays with so much confidence on the field. The instincts he has on defense, I think that first game that we won against the Red Sox where Chapman's on the mound, Bradley was stealing second, in which Torres was covering, and he just had the instinct, the awareness to kind of shut it down as that ground ball was coming to him at second base. It's like an under-the-radar play that not a lot of guys do as easily as he pulled it off.
No, he plays like a guy who's been around a long time. He looks like he does things as easy as you can possibly do them. We're talking with Aaron Boone as the Yankees try to go for the sweep against the Red Sox and close out these 13 games in amazing fashion. It's been an incredible run for the Yankees with a lot of come-from-behind wins, a lot of late-inning heroics, and really a wonderful early season run by the Bombers. It's been very impressive to watch. And you've had a lot of different guys chip in. You know, with Bird getting close, I'm looking at Walker as a guy that I think could become a very valuable guy, as a guy who could have a role on the team. Now, I know it's going to be tough to get who goes and who stays and how that all works out with Austin and everything else, but it seems to me he plays second, he plays first, he can come off the bench, he can do a lot of different things. So to me, he might be able to be a very valuable guy at this stage of his career off the bench or as an extra player for you guys.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And now, obviously, the way he's swinging the bat of late.
And he's played first well, too.
He's played a really good first base. You know, he's shown the ability to come off the bench and give us a quality at bat. That's not something, obviously, he's done a lot in his career.
Yep.
Tonight, he's against the lefty. He's not starting, but I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in the middle of this game he's in for somebody and stays in this game. So, yeah, he to see him, you know, get off to that slow start but really kind of settle in, play a quality first base, and now it just seems like night after night it's some kind of a big at-bat that's been right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, he has done a really good job. And then you get to Sabathia, who, you know, it amazes me. I had Joe Girardi on before. We were talking about it. It amazes me how comfortable he's become and how good he's become at changing himself and becoming the pitcher he is now, and, you know, adapting to the cutter and adapting to what he's adapted to become as proficient as he has at this point in his career.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of the things I really watched with some interest from afar a couple years ago when he was kind of going through that transition, and you kind of question, will he be able to make that transition into, you know, going from a power dominant pitcher to now a guy that's got to finesse his way a little bit, and you wonder how that's going to go about, and he's made it beautifully. And I think now, frankly, throwing the ball is well as he has at any point in his career, and I think it's the cut fastball for him that's become a complete game changer. It's a pitch that he has so much confidence in. It's a pitch that he uses so well, and it just it keeps the right-handed hitters honest. And when he can use that cutter now to set up his changeup and his breaking ball, and because he's such a good athlete and his delivery so sound, he's able to repeat that delivery, which allows him to command everything. And when he can keep those guys honest with the cutter, it sets up the off-speed stuff, and he's been terrific.
Yeah, he really has. And you know he's a competitor, so that works out. So he's always been that. Are you superstitious?
Not really.
I mean, do you have anything you've done during this streak that you haven't changed? Someone was making a point that coat you were wearing last night, you've been wearing that coat because you've been winning with the coat on, because it was a little warmer last night. Is there anything you're doing that you're afraid to change during this amazing streak?
No, in fact, I've tried to change some things up just for the sake of not wanting to, you know, fall into all that. As far as the jacket... Dude, living in Arizona for the last 14 years, my blood has become thin. I'm freezing all the time.
Yeah, it's been cold. It really has. I agree with you. I'm always cold, too. I go to the stadium, I'm wearing a heavy coat. It's cold. I agree with you. Unless it's 90, I think it's cold, too.
I
happen to agree with you about that. But this is an amazing run. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, winning 9 in a row, lose one, and then come back and win 8 in a row. 17 out of 18 is a heck of a run.
It's been fun, man. It really has. And I think the one thing that, you know, hopefully it will be one of the things that defines us is, or if you're ever around our club is, you know, I would like to think you walk into our clubhouse or you're around us and you wouldn't know whether we're rolling or whether we're going through a tough streak. And I think that's something that I've noticed. I think very little has changed, frankly, from the start of the season to now, and the way these guys go about their business, the way they prepare, the way they enjoy playing the game. And I think that's one of the things that's been really neat for me to see.
And you've seen a team that could come from behind a lot, and teams like that, you know, I don't know what some teams do, some teams don't. This team doesn't ever think it's out of a game, that's for sure.
Ever, and that's their focus. They kind of have their blinders on no matter what's gone on in the course of the game as a team individually. It's, you know, what's the focus on my next at bat, this next pitch, and they've done a really nice job of compartmentalizing the different points of the game.
Yeah, I mean, winning that game against Cleveland the other day was unbelievable. You know, that it really was. I mean, that game, if it ever felt like it was over, that was the one. And to come back and win that one was, I mean, last night was tremendous, but the one against Cleveland was remarkable.
Yeah, because, you know, we had won the first two, and then they come back with that big comeback, and you're like, okay, you know, you feel like you've been on a lot of teams that would just kind of accept things, and these guys don't. They just continue to kind of lock it in and continue to play.
Well, heck, it's a nice way to start a season, that's for sure. So keep it up. Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much. Aaron Boone, the Yankees go for their sweep tonight. And again, I would have taken 7-6 over the 13 games against the Angels on the road, the Astros on the road, that's 7-6 coming back, Indians, Red Sox. Everyone said, let's look at the 13 games, see where the Yankees are after the 13 games. Well, where they are is going to be in a very good place. Going into tonight's game, they are 11-1 in the 12 games. With one to play tonight, with CeCe on the mound against the Red Sox, going for the sweep, and the Athletics will be here tomorrow night, and the Yankees could open up a two-game lead if they win tonight. And again, they've won 17 of their last 18 games.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.